Welcome to the Simple Life podcast, where I take complex health and fitness ideas and break them down into bite-sized, actionable behaviors to simplify your routine so that you can reap the rewards and live a healthy and fulfilled life. I'll also be talking to experts on various topics to broaden your horizons and make sure that you are up to date and across all of the ways that you can improve your fitness, nutrition, and stress management practices. Let's get into it. All right, good afternoon, guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Simple Life, where today I am talking about something that I'm pretty passionate about, and it is based around improving quality of life. And as we sit in the middle of July with the coldest months here and probably next in August, it is about getting sick. One of my pet peeves is an acceptance of a lesser situation when I think, you know, like, and I guess all coaches would say this, is when they see a situation that they feel like they can really help, but the person maybe is not ready to be helped, and you have the answers. It's like, it's one of the maturing aspects of being a coach, is not giving people answers when they're not ready to hear them, and not, I guess, overly emotionally investing in the results of a person who's not ready to put in the practice yet. But it's one of those things where I see this every day, and it just winds me up absolutely deluxe when people are accepting of constantly being sick. Now, quick disclaimer, I'm not talking about people who have serious health issues or immune deficiencies or are battling a chronic issue or have a very rare disease or, you know, like a serious disease. I'm talking about people who are constantly have a head cold, constantly have headaches, always have a runny nose, always missing work here and there, or, you know, like anytime the kids bring home a daycare germ, it infects them and they're out for a week. It's just like, oh, you know, I haven't been well for a month. I'm talking the, you know, like the head cold crowd, or constant migraines, or constant headaches, just little flu symptoms, stuff like that. All right, the stuff that in my mind I think with a healthier lifestyle could be really well avoided. This is not for everyone, so I'm sure some people out there will be thinking, you know, well, this is me and this is why. This is not directed at you. I'm talking about the people where the solution is within their control, okay? Because I think I'm especially passionate about it, maybe being, or it's especially relevant to me being a sole trader, where if I don't work, then everything stops to a halt. You know, I don't have sick leave. I don't have, you know, help on the coaching front where I can take a day or two and rest. So that being said, Danny and I are quite proactive about measures that will keep us well, and we tend to try and avoid situations where we might be at risk purely because of that. I mean, we also don't really like the feeling of being sick, and I think that's quite obvious, but where possible, you can control the environment and control your lifestyle to a point where you minimize the risk. And you will never minimize it down to zero, but you can minimize it significantly with the 8 practical tips that I'm going to give you today. And I did a post on Instagram that was a little bit aggressive before, but I think a few people will be able to relate to it because, I mean, ultimately, social media is attention grabbing anyway, but I do think that things often deserve to be discussed with a little bit more nuance. So that's what I want to do here. So if you would like to improve some immune supporting habits that you can consistently practice in your day-to-day life, then I've got 8 for you here. Now, some of you might be doing a few of them anyway, but I'll just be running through all 8 regardless, and I'm sure there's something that you might hear that you might go, oh yeah, that's me, I can easily do that. Okay, so number 1, focus on whole foods and key nutrients. So to avoid nutrient deficiencies, you can eat plenty of whole foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, proteins, and healthy fats. Certain nutrients will strengthen your immune response in your ability, like your white blood cells' ability to fight infection. And here's a few of those. So one thing that I will bang on about nonstop is protein. And the reason why it's important in regards to your immune response, it's because it's the building block of everything in the body, but especially of antibodies. So people who are protein deficient are much more susceptible to an infectious disease because they don't have the armory there already. So aiming for a good 30 to 40 gram serving with every meal, and then just a little bit around every snack will go a long way to making sure that you're arming your body with the materials that it needs to fight infection. The second one is, a lot of you guys will know this one, vitamin C. Whole foods are the best sources of vitamin C. I'm not going to run through a list of foods that contain it because you guys all have different taste buds and some of you may not like oranges, so what's the point? You will Google it and you'll be able to find a list there and be able to pick one or two that you like. One or two servings per day is perfect for this. Given that we're in Melbourne and we don't live near the equator, we do need to potentially supplement some vitamin D. Unless you can get outside in the sun for 20 to 30 minutes a day, but it's raining here at the moment as I look outside, so it's just sometimes not practical, and you certainly can't hurt just by supplementing that every day anyway. Now, zinc as well. Whole foods, horses like whole grains and some seafood are the best. It supports T cells, which is an immune fighting cell in our body. You can also get lozenges as well, may actually help if you're already sick. And omega-3 fatty acids you'll find in, you know, foods, horses with healthy fats, things like chia seeds, walnuts, flax seeds, 2 to 3 times a week is great to include these. It just helps you reduce inflammation and helps the white blood cells do their job. Plants, horses are also super for this one. It doesn't always have to be from seafood or an animal product. Now, the next one you won't be able to do immediately, but it should be a goal of yours anyway. Achieving and maintaining a healthy level of body fat. Now, body fat and immunity is purely linked to risk. So if you think about heart conditions, blood conditions, diabetes, things like that, you're all at increased risk when you are carrying too much body fat. The same goes for if you are carrying too little body fat, because then we just don't quite have the resources there and the energy to help fight infection. So a healthy amount of body fat is super effective, which may mean for some of you need to maybe implement a bit of a calorie deficit for a period of time. And for some of you also may need to gain a little bit of weight for a period of time until you can hit that mark and then maintain long term. Number three, supporting gut health. Eating foods with pre and probiotics, things like yogurt, sauerkraut, bananas, which can boost good gut bacteria. These, like, if you know that you don't have foods like that in your diet, definitely recommend supplementing them if you can't include them. Like if you just hate yogurt, then obviously don't try and eat it. A supplement will be fine. But if you see a couple of things on a list like that where you're like, oh, I don't mind that, definitely include it. Number four, moving your body. So exercise has long-term health protective effects. It's also a great way to reduce stress and enhance immunity long-term. Reducing stress we'll touch on later. Should arm yourself with maybe 3 to 4 workouts a week, as well as being generally active and having a nice high step goal, and you'll get all the benefits from exercise and its immune boosting responses. Number five, moderate your alcohol intake. Now, moderate is a loose word, and I'm a huge fan of providing recommendations and not just saying lower or have more, because that's really hard to quantify. But things like if you drink every day, try and include 2 or 3 no alcohol days a week. Or if you find that you're just having 1 or 2 glasses a night, maybe try and keep it to 1. Or if you don't drink much at all, just try and keep it to social occasions or keep it for times where you really might value it at a meal. So it's just about minimizing long term, but having strategic ways to do that. There is literally, I mean, some of you guys may argue a little bit of liquid confidence, and that's okay. And it's also fine just to have things in your life because you enjoy it. But there is literally no nutritional benefit to alcohol. It basically inhibits every system in the body, except maybe your dance moves. And it really does provide no benefit. Hurts recovery, hurts fat loss efforts, hurts your immunity, hurts overall health, just in general. So as long as you know that, you're an adult, you can do whatever you like, but just keep in mind that it's not really bringing too much to your life from the health front. Number six, and parents of young kids might be rolling their eyes, but sleep well. We need 7 to 9 quality hours of sleep. This can be difficult, and if you do have a child that's not sleeping, this might be one where it's like, you know what, this is a little bit out of my hands, but I'm sure there's a couple of things you can do to help give yourself the best possible chance at a restful night's sleep. And that might be going to bed at consistent times, waking up at consistent times, keeping your sleep area cool and clean, making your room as dark as possible, clearing your mind before you go to bed with reading, meditations, something to help calm you down, and try not to watch electronics too close to bedtime, maybe up in the last hour, half hour before you go to bed. Just helps your body wind down to give yourself at the best possible night's sleep. Number seven, actively reducing stress. So if I was to say you just need to minimize stress, some of you guys will just roll your eyes and be like, oh yeah, how? Like, everything's stressful, work stressful, family life stressful, got extra curriculum, got all sorts of things going on at the moment. So it's not about reducing stress by cutting things out. It's about reducing stress by actively trying to include things in your lifestyle that help calm you down. So we just touched on it before bed, but reducing stress and having a good sleep go hand in hand. So maybe there's something that you can do at night to help just kind of relax your body, relax your mind, so that you can go to bed easier, earlier. Might be like having a bath, having a read, playing a musical instrument, doing some drawing. Hobbies are terrific for this, and scrolling on your phone is not a hobby, but things where you can only focus on that one thing at a time are terrific. So things like drawing, reading, playing a board game, something where it's just you are invested in that one activity are terrific. Breath work, meditation, like, they're not for me personally, but so many people report a huge amount of benefit from those, and that would be excellent. Like, I often ask people in my nutrition coaching course, about actively reducing stress and its impact on hormones, which then impacts our fat loss response and our ability to adhere to a diet. And it's like all things are connected. That's just a small example, but being in a better place mentally helps us handle higher stress situations. So whatever you can do to actively put yourself in a good mood is something that I would highly encourage you doing. The last one is obviously just remembering hygiene fundamentals. So, like, one of the most practical things we can do is, you know, wash our hands properly, keep the house clean, wipe down stuff after you've used it, sanitize food prep, eating surfaces, use separate cutting boards. You know, like, just little things like this make a big difference. If you're really worried about being sick, just be wary in public spaces, handrails, stuff like that. Wear a mask even, you know, like, it's just little things like that that help you control the outcome. I think most people who feel sick or who get sick or who are run down constantly, I think if we went through that list together, we're probably not hitting many of those, especially the whole foods, key nutrients, sleep, stress load. Those are the ones that are, I think, are easier to do. Stuff that we're already doing that we can improve on, as opposed to trying to find more time to do other things. Anyway, just a shorter episode for you today, guys. I hope that helps. I hope I've explained myself after maybe triggering a few people with the Instagram post, RE Sleep. But if you do have any questions, you know where I am. Instagram at Ben BD Fit. Always happy to answer any questions you guys have. Have a good afternoon.